This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Starting Saturday, the health insurance marketplaces will be open for business again. Those are the exchanges created by the Affordable Care Act. Number crunchers at the Congressional Budget Office and the Department of Health and Human Services have come up with estimates of how many Americans are in those exchanges that are very different. That's partly a matter of assumptions, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, thinks a total of 13 million people will be insured through the exchanges in 2015. Health and Human Services says no, it'll be in the 9 million range. One reason for the discrepancy, the CBO assumes lots of employers will shift more workers from company insurance plans to the exchanges next year. But in reality, they may not be in any rush, according to Larry Levitt, senior vice president at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
The technical problems in the first year of the Affordable Care Act may have given employers some pause about putting their workers in these marketplaces.
And it's going to be a lot harder to sign people up this year because there's only a 3-month enrollment period versus 6 months last year. But also people who were most interested in getting insured signed up last year. The people left are harder to reach. Some are healthy and don't think they need insurance, or they're immigrants worried about deportation. Linda Blumberg is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute's Health Policy Center.
Even if the individual is here legally, maybe they have family members that aren't, and that creates anxiety about interacting with government programs.
So if fewer people sign up for coverage next year, what does that do to the premiums? Does it jack them up? Maybe, says Sabrina Corlett, senior research fellow at the Georgetown University's Center on Health Insurance Reform. She says if you have more people on the exchanges, you get a better mix of healthy people. If you have too many people needing lots of care, premiums go up.
You're going to be left with people who have higher health needs. They're going to end up costing more money, and that's going to come out in the premiums.
Corlett says, however you crunch the numbers, higher numbers are better. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.